When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, 7 seed, baby. Let's go. Bring on the Nuggets. Yeah, who knows? We may regret. They won. It's like, yeah, go. All right. I guess get some rest. That's how you feeling, Sleep?
You ever talk trash and like as you say something, you're like, oh, I probably shouldn't have said that to that basketball player or someone. It's like bring on the Nuggets, sort of.
Bring them on a little bit, not too much. Don't bring them on too much. Bring them on a little bit later. How you feeling, Sleep?
Get there.
Feeling good, buddy.
You're good.
Yeah. Número siete on our list, Raju.
Key making an appearance, speaking Espanol. Absolutely.
Welcome back.
Roars to you, Em.
Roars.
Buenos dias.
Not so buenos dias.
No,
not so buenos.
I woke up super early this morning.
Go on.
5:30 in the morning. I couldn't go back to bed. I make Maita's lunch. I pack her school stuff.
Yeah.
I get in the shower, wake her up, you know, get her dressed, get her ready for school. I leave by like...
Feeling good about the day.
I'm like, all right, we're going to be good on time, right? I get stopped by school traffic.
Oh, okay.
I get stopped by... Not the police.
I thought you were going to say you got stopped by the cops for speeding something. Yeah.
So I get stopped. And then getting here, it was just a mess. Ramps closed. I exit all the way Hoover. And then at Hoover, there's buses crossing. You have to wait for the buses. I'm like, dang, even when you wake up early, you don't catch a freaking break.
No, not here. Not around here. Not with LA traffic.
That means your time in the schools. I'm the same way. Like, I try to, just to get on the freeway from Pasadena, I'm trying to, God, I'm going to go this way because all these cars are here. And then I'm just at a stop sign, and it's the actual...
The lady, the cross...
Yeah, she's coming. I'm like, all right, what am I going to do?
You're going to...
Can't win those.
Yeah, but it was,
battles you can't
because I never go past Hoover. I never get into it. I did, but not buenos dias.
Maybe tomorrow could be a Saca La Bocita day.
Maybe.
Yeah, Friday's breeze. Monday's usually breeze. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Nah, I don't even fight it anymore.
Kind of good. Yeah, you just if you get a good day, it's a gift. It's almost never.
And
a
then
good
we
day.
Got killed 8-1 in our soccer game last night.
Ooh, did you get kicked out again?
Nah. Maybe I should have.
Emily, one yellow. Anything?
Nah, nothing. I was nice.
Emily was telling me a story that I think she's causing problem at the pool, so I expect her to get a red card at the local pool any day now.
Going not causing problem.
Are we the only?
I'm just too good.
You and I are the only ones that follow the rules around
I was following the rules to the T. The other people are
I think
not
she's maybe
rules.
Enforcing the rules, which
no.
other people might know.
No. Okay. The thing is, I'm too good.
Sounds like yes.
I'm too good.
You're too fast.
Yeah, I'm too speedy for those old folks.
She's too fast for the old timers in the pool. So tell me if you guys felt like this. Watching the Laker game last night, I can't remember the last time I felt like this, which was rooting for my team to win, felt it slipping away from them, and yet was kind of okay with it because of the escape hatch of the 9-10 winner being here at Staples Center on Friday night. And yet when they won, they held off. You know, we'll get to Zion. And they win the game, and it was like, hey, they showed up. They were resilient. They played hard. They made their free throws. They, you know, D'Angelo hit a couple of big, et cetera, et cetera. Like, all right, we won. The Nuggets, huh? Okay, well, like it was such a weird game. It's the first time where the team I wanted to win was letting it kind of start to slide, and I didn't hate it. It wasn't like, they're going to blow it. It was, this may break our way in an odd way. It was such a bizarre emotional ride for this game where the team you want to win nearly blew it, and you were kind of okay with it, but they didn't blow it. And you're a little bit disappointed. It was just such a weird night.
Doesn't happen often in sports where, like you said, you got your squad. Let me take you back a year ago. Lakers had Minnesota in the playing game. It was here at Crypto. And your reward if you beat the Minnesota Timberwolves is you were going to beat up. You were going to play a beat-up Memphis team. Ja Morant wasn't healthy. Steven Adams was out. Brandon Clark was out. That game meant everything. and they're going to OT, and now you're even more
and
frustrated.
And remember the foul on Mike Conley? And you're like, Anthony Davis. I can't believe they're going to lose the game because of that.
Okay.
That's how this is going to come to an end?
And then the problem was if you lost that game, now you're in a one-game playoff at Crypto. And even if you got through, you got Denver in the first round, right?
Which they got this year.
And I know the Nuggets, at that time, there were still different question marks about the Denver Nuggets. Well, fast forward a year from now, and here we are sitting yesterday, I think there was mixed emotions.
It was weird.
For a lot of Laker fans. And listen, by the way, I'm with you. There was a part of me yesterday when they went up, I want to say they went up about 18, and it's like, okay, hey, it is what it is. They're basically telling you they're going to win. They don't care what other people are saying about avoid the Denver Nuggets. You're going to win, and Denver's next.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden, New Orleans cuts it down to like 10. They cut it down to 6. Then all of a sudden, it's a tie game with about 3 minutes left to go. Zion hits that shot. And then there's a little bit of, okay, well, listen, if they do lose this game, you're already playing out the other scenarios. But they didn't. They won. And it is a very weird way of watching sports.
We're not accustomed to that. All right, let's cut right to it. Zion Williamson doesn't get hurt. Do they win? Because I think the Lakers are playing on Friday night. If Zion stays in the game, what he was doing, he was killing them. Mm-hmm. They had no answer for him. He's getting to the rim. He's making his shots. He's finishing. All of these things. They went from that deficit they had to all of a sudden they've tied the game. And all the momentum was on the New Orleans side. And then he goes up for a shot. He comes down, and he's grimacing a little bit. He goes to the bench.
Checks himself out.
Goes to the bench. And then you can tell he was incredibly frustrated, angry, upset, going to the locker room. But he's staying that game. They win.
So when he hits that bucket and game is tied, they had a couple
was
times.
Was it 95, 93, something like that?
They had a couple buckets where they got to within 4, then 2, and then I think Zion tied the game. 94 all, whatever it was. At that moment, 3 minutes left to go, this is just my head. They had all the momentum. They had come back from 18 down. They're at home. They're desperate to win a game. New Orleans crowd is going crazy.
Their best guy playing is the best guy.
LeBron did not look good yesterday. No. Anthony Davis did not look great yesterday. Zion stays in the game. I think they're playing on Friday.
Yeah, he was...
No disrespect to the Lakers. I thought the Lakers were average yesterday. Very average.
We'll get to all. If the Lakers play like they played last night against Denver, they're going to get housed 4 times. They're going to have to be a lot better.
B.I. wasn't even in the game.
I know. Well, he's so good. Why would you want to play your good guys at the end? I've been told that he's good for years.
You don't think? Okay. I know you want to go at B.I. The guy's on a minutes restriction. He played 25 minutes.
This was the game that could determine whether or not you get to keep playing or not. No, I stop. I've never felt more vindicated in my life than the good guy. Now you just sit over there. Four of 12 in that game.
McCollum was awful. I mean, the only guy that was good was Zion. Jose Alvarado. There were other guys.
Alvarado's one of those guys.
I want him on my team.
You hate his guts because he's giving your guys the business, but you're also kind of like, I kind of like that guy giving the guys the business. He was awesome. Okay.
He's like 5'9".
We're all over the place right now. If when he blocked AD's shot.
Unbelievable.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
Unbelievable.
What just happened? How tall is Jose Ross? 6'1 or 2? Something like that?
Probably max.
Okay. Anthony Davis is what, 6'11"? He's point blank range.
Alvarado's 6 foot.
6 foot.
I was waiting for Alvarado to post him up. Give me the rock.
Was the most AD moment ever we missed because AD got it back and he put it back in.
Yeah.
So he saved himself. But when he swatted AD, I'm like, that did not just happen.
Remember when Bo Jackson, when he's out in center field and he kind of climbs the wall?
Yeah, sure.
I felt like Alvarado was climbing AD. To get up there and just
it was something else. The Zion thing was his entire career, arguably his entire future in one night. That a guy that is all potential, all excitement, unstoppable.
Best player
physical,
on the floor yesterday.
Just
the best player on the floor.
Bigger,
yesterday.
Stronger, faster. Just absolutely taking over a game against one of the all-time greats in LeBron James. Obviously, they're at different stages in their career. And he is unstoppable. And then he gets hurt. Nobody touches him. Just has a leg injury.
The hamstring is what they said.
Sure. And it's really hard not to think that his conditioning or lack thereof doesn't play a role in that. Because while he might not be as heavy now as he was a couple of months ago,
he's still heavy. Still too heavy.
He's still way too heavy.
I actually don't even really notice that much when people say he dropped 20-25. We're not watching Pelicans basketball every single day. He doesn't look like he dropped 20-25. He still looks like
he's heavy.
Looks like he's huge.
And you, the amount of impact and force and torque on
his
body.
Game. It's not like this guy is just taking 15-foot jumpers.
No, he's attacking the rim.
He's attacking the basket every possession.
And he's landing hard on his knees and his ankles and his hips and everything else. He's just such a big guy. This is going to be his lot in this league. Mm-hmm. Because I think he's just naturally an incredibly stocky, thick, heavy person. There are some people just
Charles Barkley when he was in the league.
But Barkley got in really good shape at points in his career. Shaq got in really good. Now, Shaq's weight would fluctuate too, but he always feels like he's heavier than he should be. And
also part of the like intimidation factor is because he's so heavy.
He's
and because
huge.
So big, and he can like make his way down the court.
Yes.
Have you ever seen LeBron take a charge and get de-cleated?
Emily?
So when I saw that, I was like, so LeBron hit the floor real hard.
He got
took that charge
run over
from
by
Zion.
A truck.
Yeah,
I've never seen Braun
and got right back
lifted
up.
Off of his feet the way he did.
There's nobody that's built like that. There's nobody that's fast like that.
Right. Zion.
It's that's what I mean. That amount of mass moving that quickly would knock a brick wall over.
And that is one thing to LeBron's credit that he got right back up from that and was ready to go. I know he like probably like was a little like hobbly and probably hurt.
He
but
fell like on his elbow and he's like just shaking it off and kept going.
But when I saw that, I was like, AD would have been in the hospital for 2 weeks after that that's a hard charge to take.
He got smoked. And I don't know if anybody other than LeBron James gets back up as quickly as they do. That's like getting in a car crash.
And Zion can stay fit without losing a ton of mass. Like he could still be an imposing person if he got fit. But it's a shame because it was so electric to watch. Like at the end of the half, when he went coast to coast, going through four Lakers. Good Lakers. LeBron, AD included
Rui
in those
there,
things.
AD was there. Yep.
Rui is huge and strong and powerful and very fit. And Zion's just throwing him around.
But that's a great way to put it. You're saying that this is kind of Zion's career in a nutshell so far. He showed you, I think Shaq said, or no, Barkley said after the game, he said, it's the first time I looked at Zion and said, that's a superstar.
Yeah.
He said, it's the first time I looked at him. Lakers had no answer for him. It was, I'm getting to the basket. I'm probably going to end up on my left-hand side. As powerful as I am, as big as I am, I'm going to kiss it softly off the glass, which is not easy to do.
No.
I'm going to get lobs. I'm going to kind of impose my will
Take
on this
over.
Game. And then 3 minutes left to go. I have a hamstring injury and I have to leave the game. That's the game. The ball game was done right there. It's why the Lakers aren't playing on Friday.
Almost like AD in our relationship with AD for a long time. Except for AD has had much more higher heights and has been more healthy. But it's the same thing where you're like, you're always waiting for that shoe to drop.
Keep
in mind. Shape.
He is.
Exactly.
No,
it's not his fault.
AD's is injury prone for reasons that, you know, are not, hey, dude, you're too heavy. It's not
nothing
that.
Like that.
It's not that. Or you're not putting in the work in the offseason. It's not that. He may not be able to go on Wednesday. We'll see. You know, time will tell. But it was just a perfect representation. Last night was the first non-regular season NBA game that Zion Williamson had ever played in.
Because he's been to the playoffs.
You can't call it a playoff game because it's not.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's... He didn't get here this season. He's been here a while. The Pelicans have been in a playoff series. The Pelicans have been in play-in games before. And last night, and the first time he gets to do it, he's both awesome, and at the same time, it's like, there it is again. It was a very, very weird night across the board. In particular, that the Lakers won on a night that AD and LeBron were not particularly good. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. And for the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tomorrow is another Ticket Thursday on 710 ESPN. Listen all day long for your chance to win tickets to see this guy right here, Neil Young, and Crazy Horse, the Love Earth Tour on September 29th at the Hollywood Bowl. Listen all day tomorrow for a Ticket Thursday on 710 ESPN. You a Neil Young fan, Slee?
The horse...
The crazy horse.
Saludos, Pepe. Shout out to Pepe Mantilla, by the way.
Always, always.
I don't seek him, but every time I hear his music, I'm like, this is good music. Like, this is a perfect example. I wouldn't seek listening to him, but when this is on, I would not turn this off.
Harvest Moon is on my rotation. A lot of my playlist. Yeah. It's just a sweet little song. I don't know. I just, it's easy listening.
What's
we'll play
song
it next
called?
Segment.
What's this song called?
I don't know. Horace.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
It's a great song.
Hey, hey. When do we get to do our haikus?
Okay, so it's National Haiku Day.
Let's
and
go.
I asked everyone to write a haiku. I have not written mine yet.
Okay.
Yeah,
so if you have 12, you can go ahead and read
I don't
one
have 12. I could get 12, but I don't. So, you know, every once in a while, I feel like I talk a lot about the things that I'm interested in every single day. I don't think we've ever gotten into this. I love haiku.
Okay.
I love it. And I didn't know that there was a National Haiku Day, but that there is, and I get to, you know,
how about you
test my hand?
Sprinkle as many as you want to sprinkle, and the rest of us will have ours in the dump.
Okay, here's my only
might
request.
Be a good one.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But I would like for you to be collectively my muse. And tell me what you would like me to write a haiku about, and then I will.
Yeah,
work
I'm going to also
format.
Need to probably learn from some of your haikus.
5-5-7-5
Go.
Yeah. So if you're listening to us, either call us and give us a suggestion of a haiku topic, or tweet at Travis. Say, hey Travis, I really want to hear a haiku topic about Jennifer Garner. So
well,
here's this haiku.
Funny you mentioned that.
Yes, is your
it's
first haiku about her?
Not quite Jennifer Garner, but you're in the ballpark.
Mrs. Connolly?
So yes. Just, do we assume that people know the format, or do I need to explain it?
So go ahead and explain what a haiku
it, yeah.
is.
Okay, so it's Japanese poetry that is typically about landscape, not always, but typically about landscape, but it's very precise. It is a 5-syllable stanza, followed by a 7-syllable stanza, followed by a 5-syllable stanza. 5-7-5. It's very, you got to get your thoughts in that. Okay, and this is, we did not rehearse this, by the way. That you mentioned Jennifer Garner. By the way, happy 52nd to Ms. Garner. Huge fan. Top Gun Maverick. Not really great, but still great. Jennifer Connelly.
Okay.
That's a haiku.
That works. It works. It works and it's good.
I have a topic for you that okay. maybe you sprinkle in later. Costco.
Oh, let's go. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. It would be my pleasure.
No, I know it would be.
It would be my pleasure.
And then In-N-Out, obviously. Okay. So let's do Costco. Let's go do In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Tacos.
Okay.
What else? What
let's
else should Travis talk
let's,
about? Yeah.
Let's bring, I want to kind of. I want to give this some thought here because I think there's going to be some that. Scarface, you want to do one on Scarface?
Nah. But haiku is typically uplifting. It's typically something that is very positive, and I don't want to get into
take that one out of the way.
Do you know how many people? I guess John Mulaney has a whole bit about Scarface sucking.
Oh, really?
And, oh, yeah, and,
yeah,
he does.
And so
people said
I got it a bunch of times yesterday. Like, you're not the only one. You're not
support.
The only one.
You had support.
Yeah. All right. Top Gun Maverick. Not really great, but still great. Jennifer Connelly.
Great.
Just so we're all... See? You could do this all day. I love a good haiku.
Honestly, Jennifer saved you there with three syllables.
You got to get creative, right? had Connelly, let's say, been four instead of three, then I would have called her Jen. Right? We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. The Lakers win last night. LeBron, what did we say? Average at best, probably slightly below his average. I know he had some moments, but yeah, not a great game.
He wasn't good. He didn't look good for what he's been. I mean, let's just use the last game Lakers played against the Pelicans. That's when he had the 17 assists, 11 rebounds, was efficient from the field. Yesterday, he wasn't. He wasn't any of that. And as the game progressed, you could just tell he was tired.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could tell he was tired. By the way, not just him. It looked like there was a few of these guys that...
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And we'll circle back to that in just a second. Anthony Davis looked hobbled. I don't know how else to describe it. He didn't look smooth. He didn't look fluid. He didn't look like the AD that we've seen. What did he play? 72 games? Is that what it was? 76?
76 70, games.
LeBron played 71 or 72.
Yeah, something
so,
like that.
AD looked like the guy that we saw for previous seasons. Like, man, he doesn't look like he's moving great. Kind of tin man-y and stiff. And I know he got that shove in the back and left the game, so understandably so. But LeBron, less than his best, far less than his best. AD, far less than his best. They won anyway against a team that's, you know, pretty good team in their own building with a star player on the other side who went off. I know he missed the end of the game, but... there is some bright side to this, that they found a way to win a game where their two best players were not particularly good. That's the good news. The bad news is they did look exhausted. I thought that they looked like they were stuck in the mud for a good portion of that game. And that performance gets you blown out four times against the Nuggets. Yeah, you're going to have to be light years better.
It's kind of funny because I think – so Bron was mentioning this after the game. He said that they'd been on the road since Memphis – and they were just kind of ready to let's we got a couple days off here before we
they're
go to
turning
Denver.
Around going to Denver tomorrow.
What's tomorrow? Thursday.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yeah, they'll go back tomorrow.
Yeah,
I guess they have today off and then they'll fly tomorrow.
Yep.
You're right about that. Okay, so but this is the one thing that I'll point out. If they got any shot against the Denver Nuggets, any shot at all, D'Lo's going to have to be great. Austin Reeves is going to have to be great. Rui Hachimura is going to have to be great. Gabe Vincent, Spencer Dinwiddie, all these other guys. And you're just going to assume LeBron and Anthony Davis are going to be great. So there is this, I think it was good yesterday that they were able to get a win. Reeves said something after the game. Bron had said something to the team that I don't remember a time I shot 6-for-20 from the field. Basically crediting the win to all the role players getting that W. But the caliber of the Pelicans versus the caliber of the Denver Nuggets, not even a conversation. There is no conversation. So I agree with you. There is a little bit of a silver lining that even if Bron and AD don't play well, these other guys stepped up. These guys can't have – D'Lo can't have – remember last year he's having moments where he's missing his jumpers and then Darvin Ham and the rest of the team decides we can't even have this guy in. They can't have any of those.
No.
I mean, you could have them. You're just going to lose those games that you have them. And maybe the idea is some of those games you play perfect and you steal one. Other of those games you don't play perfect and you lose one. It's kind of that back and forth.
They just got to kind of hang in. You know, like you're going to probably get – it's so weird because when they've played the Nuggets this year, when you think about the series last year, they're always kind of in it. They very rarely get thumped.
I agree with you.
Right? They're kind of in it, but by the time the game's over, you lost by 8 or 10.
Yeah.
It's not where it's
but
coming down
to
the last.
In the fourth quarter with 6 minutes left
it's
to go.
Close, it's close right up until it's not at the end. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, okay, they're going to have to find a way to have one of those. It's close at the end and we won.
One went their way.
Right. One went their way. Somebody missed a shot. Somebody missed a couple of free throws. Or they made a shot. Or they made a couple of free throws. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about how that matchup looks. But especially last night, it talked a little bit about that fatigue on the Lakers and how they just looked like they were kind of stuck in the mud. We got a Ask Jorge coming up at 10:45. So if you got a question for him. I don't think we've had an Ask Jorge
not
since you've returned.
Definitely not since
from,
kid number
paternity
two.
Leave. Yeah.
No.
So welcome back. That's coming up in, call it 15 minutes. I have my Costco haiku ready.
I have one too.
Ready? Hot dogs and tires. Diapers to silk-lined coffins. Extravaganza.
All right. Go off. It worked.
What do you got?
No, we'll do it on the other side.
All right.
Pretty good.
All day long. What else you got? I love this. I am a haiku maven. I'm not very good at it, but I love doing it. By the way, I just gave away one of my... I love finding that five-syllable word for the last stanza. I absolutely love it. Stravinsky, 710 ESPN. Prize Picks is awesome. That's six. I got to find a way to do that. But Prize Picks is awesome, Slee, because you pick between two and six players, and you can watch the money roll in. You just pick more or less on their stat projections, and you can win, right? You can pick NBA players. You can pick Major League Baseball players. Hockey's still going on. You got hockey playoffs right around the corner. You can bet on just about anything you want at Prize Picks, and they're going to match that first deposit up to $100 when you use that promo code 710.
All right, we know the playing tournament started yesterday, so there's some games now in the Eastern Conference. You can pick just as simple as we've talked about it, more than or less than. 2 to 6 player stat projections. I'm looking at today's games. Alex Caruso, former Laker, more or less than 11 points. DeJounte Murray, player that we thought might be a Laker, 23.5 points, more or less. That's it. Takes about 60 seconds to submit your entry. You can watch these games coming up tonight in the Eastern Conference with a little bit of action. Download the app today. Use that code 710. For a first deposit match of up to $100, that's code 710 on Prize Picks. For a deposit match of up to $100, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, it's a Lakers winning Wednesday on 710 as we react to everything from last night in New Orleans, and we're looking ahead to the game one of the playoffs coming up this Saturday night against the Nuggets. Don't miss a moment today on 710. Keep checking back with us all day long, and don't forget, all the reaction is made possible by Michelob Ultra. 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Lakers next game, 5:30 p.m. against the Nuggets on Saturday.
Win that one.
Yeah, just take the first one.
It takes
not so hard.
Okay. I was about to say something, and
sneak one in?
Well, sort of. But I was going to say something, and then my brain went, no, dummy, that's wrong. Don't say that. I was going to say, you know, if they win that first one, that puts a ton of pressure on the Nuggets. That they'll be like, no, it won't. They're the Nuggets. They've been through this. They've got the best player in the league.
Maybe last year you could say that.
But yeah,
they got one.
Right.
They went through it.
Lakers come in, they win by 2 points. Somebody knocks down a jumper at the end of the game, they win the game. Nuggets aren't like, oh, LeBron. They're like, yeah, all right, we lost, whatever. Let's play again in a couple of days. They're not going to freak out, right?
I don't think they freak out, but I think that's what it's going to take to give Lakers any shot. It's one of those games went their way. You know how we kept talking about it? It's close with like 3-4 minutes left to go, and then Denver just pulls away. The only pressure you can put on the Nuggets in this situation, the only pressure that you can put on them is, did they finally just beat us once? And even that, I don't think that's pressure.
I don't think so either.
I think it's more, okay, hey, we got to lock in a little bit more. Okay, what do we got?
I think
what
it's just life in the NBA that the other guy wins sometimes.
Yeah, you don't win.
You don't win 15 games in a row against somebody.
It's not like the Lakers are trash.
That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. The Spurs beat the Nuggets in a game that the Nuggets needed to win.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is how the Nuggets, though, think they feel about the Lakers. This is the last time they played in Denver. So, I don't know. They want to come out and crush them.
Can I tell you something? They have every right to do that right now. You know,
it's the euphoria of the moment,
I know, and I know it's that's fan chat and all that stuff. but they had also never won an NBA championship and are dominating the most successful franchise in the history sure. of the sport, that I think there is a little bit of, if the Sacramento Kings did that, you'd be like, Sacramento, what are you doing? Denver can kind of do whatever they want.
It's fans. Everything the fans say, I don't really care. And I know that it's been broadcasters, and it's been, you know, Mike Malone with his, I'm going to retire. Like, there's been a few little snipes here and there. It's,
some shots.
It's fine.
You want me to play another one of those
sure,
snipes?
Sure, give me another
he
snipe.
He came into this world as the son of a coach, but in these playoffs, he became the Lakers' daddy.
Sure.
By the way, you know what's kind of funny about that? That's during the parade, right?
Yeah.
It beat the Lakers like a round before.
I know.
They're still going back.
Look, this is why the answer to the question is, what is your dream finals? Lakers versus Lakers is the right answer. They're always at the front of everybody's mind.
It's true.
That even if they're out of the playoffs, even if they're a play-in team, even if they are going to the Western Conference Finals, even if they are in the NBA Finals, they're at the front of every basketball fan base's mind. It's the Lakers. Mm-hmm. It's like the Yankees or the Dallas Cowboys. Or it's just there's... there's just certain teams that are like that. The Lakers are one of those teams. Tell me if this is right. Once you get into round two of the playoffs, you're on the every other day schedule, right?
I believe so.
Or close to it.
I believe so.
Maybe there's a double day off in there somewhere, but it's pretty much every other day.
I believe so.
Does that not mean that the Lakers would rather play them now than later? Because in the round one, you do get multiple days off between games. You do get a little bit of a breather here and there. And watching them last night, I thought that the Lakers looked really tired. The Lakers looked really slow. The Lakers looked like they were had their tongues hanging out a little bit, right? Just not quite that. Go 100 miles an hour, be super crisp, be able to run up and down all night long. And I get it. With LeBron as their guy, probably not going to be able to do that all that often just because he's in his 21st season. But, you know, AD is a big guy and all these things. With a little bit extra built-in time, and I know that the Nuggets get it too, but I think the rest is more beneficial to L.A. than it is to Denver.
So this was maybe about a month ago or so, and this kind of made its rounds, but Nick Wright, who's part of Fox, kind of was making this argument of, if there's a time to face the Denver Nuggets, face them early. And this was, Trav, this is kind of the main point of it. The main point is, you're never going to get this much rest mm-hmm. in between games as you get further into the playoffs. First off, I mean, the playoffs is going to be beneficial for the Lakers, period. You're going to travel less,
yep.
right? I get to play the Denver Nuggets twice.
Stay.
I get to stay here.
Yeah.
You get the benefit of at least one night in between, potentially two nights in between. Not going to be playing three games in four nights. So
in three cities.
In three cities. But because there are so many games in the first round, and for TV, they want to highlight these games as much as they can, there's less games as you go. Less games that you go, less days off. There is a benefit to that. And I think yesterday is a good example of it. And you're right, Denver's going to get the rest as well. But who needs the rest more, LeBron James or Michael Porter Jr.? Probably LeBron.
There are times when go back to, was it Sunday when they were playing the Pelicans, and LeBron is attacking the basket and there's no answer. Like it felt a lot like what Zion was doing last night. It's like, okay, what do you want me to do with this? He's got a head of steam. He's either getting two or three. He's either going to score. He's either going to score and get an and one,
right.
or you're going to foul him and he's going to make two free throws.
Yeah.
It's pick your poison. It did not feel like that last night.
No.
And I don't think that he can go and get into fifth gear whenever he wants the way that he used to. He's got to be very strategic. There were some times where he just kind of standing around last night.
Mm-hmm.
There were some times where he took some very early, and I would argue bad shots early in possessions, and it felt like just, hey man, I just need to take a breather.
Yeah, it's kind of funny you say that, because there's a lot of people who will be critical on Twitter or on whatever the case. Oh, what is LeBron doing? Why is he this? And sometimes I'm like, what do you want him to do for a quick? Like, you can't go 40, you can't play 40 minutes plus at age 39 and be perfect every time.
No.
Like, you're not. You see 25-year-olds that aren't doing that. So I think there's a little bit of some overreaction. But go back to your original point. Now you're all of a sudden back to higher elevation in Denver.
That too.
That's not going to help either. The Denver Nuggets, that's obviously what they play in, so it's not going to mean anything to them. You got something that I think is kind of interesting when you go up against the Denver Nuggets. It's not just Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray.
Nope.
They got perfect role players. I mean, the exact role players that you want to have, which is why I was mentioning a little bit earlier that if the Lakers' role players are not kind of matching toe for toe with the role players of the Denver Nuggets, then we'll see what eventually happens.
LeBron said this yesterday after they beat the Pels. It's the defending champion. They know what it takes. They know how to win. They've been extremely dominant on the home floor over the last few years. They've got an MVP on their team. They've got a closer on their team. They've got high-level players, high IQ players, and they've got a hell of a coach.
You can't compliment a team any more than that.
And find the lie in that. There isn't one. Right? You know what I mean? That's not – you guys remember Lou Holtz?
Exactly.
Go Irish. That Lou Holtz?
Sure.
That – he would tell these ridiculous lies about the opponent. They'd be playing Navy, who'd be 0-10. Navy's got one of the best quarterbacks in college football. They could beat anybody. No, they can't. They could play you guys 150 times, and they'd lose 150 times.
We see that a lot. We said a lot in sports, right?
Yeah.
Where somebody's trying to compliment another team.
Everything
right,
LeBron said, there's nothing in there that's like, no, not really. That's exactly right. They're going to have to be so much better than they were
perfect.
Last night. LeBron's got to be a lot better, which he can be. AD's got to be a lot better, a lot fresher. AD looked like he was the Tin Man. He was stiff, and he didn't look like AD at all. Numbers were not good. They weren't dreadful, but that's nothing like what he's done.
That's concerning going into a series like you got coming up, right? If he's feeling something, that's concerning right out the gate.
How about this, Al? This is from Woj. ESPN sources, Pelicans forward Zion Williamson is out for Friday's play-in tournament elimination game versus Sacramento. He will be evaluated again in the coming weeks. Huge blow for New Orleans. It is a left hamstring injury. I mean, what a disaster. He was incredible
last
night.
He was amazing.
He was incredible last night.
Let's keep saying he was the best player on the floor with LeBron and Anthony Davis also sharing the same floor.
And look, I get it. It could happen to anybody. Mm-hmm. You could have a soft tissue injury to anybody at any time. But when you have a history of being unfit, when you have a history of carrying too much weight, it's really hard not to immediately jump to his fitness finally caught up to at the worst possible or lack thereof. His lack of fitness cost him the most important 3 minutes of his NBA career to this point, and he's going to miss what could be the last game of the season on Friday.
You know how many games he played this year?
I did. I saw 70-something.
Yeah, 70.
Yeah.
Played 70. So
yeah.
This was also his healthiest that he's been as a Pelican. And
but in the moment – okay, so you're right. And let's go back.
That's unfortunate. Let's
go back to – was it the semifinals they played the Lakers in the in-season, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the – other than the Lakers blew him out, what was the narrative? Remember Stephen A.? Like, dude, I see a belly on that guy. Like, the whole thing was Zion looked like he was about to vomit because he couldn't run up and down the court. He was just panting. He looked terrible. And then it was, hey, Zion's gotten in a lot better shape. His conditioning is still a story around him. And then this. And it sucks because he's a great player, and he was awesome last night.
Well, and you want to be able to control what you can control. So Zion can control 15 pounds less – can be a big difference in his body or on his body and on his legs and the impact that he's getting. You want to be able to control that.
Emily, do you have any haiku yet?
Do you want one about you or do you want one about Morales?
Oh, wow. Chris.
All right, so this is the Chris Morales haiku from Emily Hebel. So, Morales is chaos. He likes to watch the world burn. Gutless, bam, sucka.
Okay, I like it. Morales is chaos is not six. Morales is chaos. Six.
Get out of here. Okay, let me do it again. Morales, chaos.
Oh, I thought you had a Morales is chaos in
she
there.
Did,
I
she
did. I did.
Okay.
I just changed it. So okay. There you go, haiku cop.
Well, it's that the whole point of haiku is 575, not five-ish, seven-ish, and five-ish.
All right, so
five.
Let me do it again.
You know,
Morales,
you know
chaos.
Emily is
he
doing.
He likes to watch the world burn. Gutless, bam,
she got pulled over going 30 and a 25, and
but,
then she yelled at the police officer.
But see, 30 and a 25 is more of a suggestion.
Okay, go to break.
But the whole point of haiku is tight. It's got to be
I just scratched mine off because I was trying to get away with 35
no,
on a 30
no.
zone.
All I'm doing is doing the beats as you go through it. I'm like, yeah, I don't think
so. Oh, so you're not actually listening to us. Great.
No, I'm listening for accuracy, which yours was not.
I just corrected it. Now it's accurate. All right. Well,
now
all the ones
better.
About you are accurate.
We'll see about that. I'm going to be listening very carefully. Make sure you double-check your 17 syllables. Ask Jorge is coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Before we get to ask Jorge today, as we welcome him back from his paternity leave, I was on the phone with somebody just now in Phoenix. Shout out to you. So Jennifer Connelly is three syllables.
Jennifer
Connelly.
Connelly. Connelly.
It's Connelly. It's
no,
how it's you spell it.
That's not how I say it.
Well, that's
security guards are out.
I say Morales as Morales. Come on.
Just saying, you should have caught it if you think that's what it was, and you didn't.
I'm using the help of our listeners who are very valuable to us. All right, let's go with Ask Jorge.
I feel like I stepped on the third rail, Slee.
We warned you. No, we didn't.
Careful. All right, here we go. Where did it go? No. Here we go. This is from Francis. If Brock Purdy walked past you at LA Live and he's not wearing a number 13 Niners jersey, would you recognize him?
Most likely not. No, it's happened to me at airports. Look, it happened to me at me and DeAndre were covering. DeAndre works the Sedano Cap Show. We were covering the NASCAR race, and we walked by I don't know how many different athletes, celebrities, I guess you can call them. Chuck Liddell was one of those, and I could have sworn back then I was like, oh, that's the only UFC guy I know. If I see that guy, I'll recognize him. We walked.
Really?
DeAndre's did he still like, have the mohawk?
Yeah. He's like, oh, that was Chuck Liddell. And then we ran into one of the guys from Fast and the Furious. Oh, look, that's the guy from Tokyo Drift.
Fast
like,
and Furious
sure.
8.
Yeah. There's a few of them.
So there's a couple of celebrities I went by. And
here's the thing with Purdy specifically. Purdy kind of looks like everybody.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't have, like Patrick Mahomes is he's got a distinct hair and a voice and he's super tall. It's like he would stand out in a crowd. Travis Kelce would stand out in a crowd. Mm-hmm. Purdy's not particularly big. He doesn't have that look. That one, he could sneak through the cracks. Sleep.
Okay, so this one is kind of a semi-question. I'm going to mold this in. So Tim in the OC, first off, congratulates you on your newborn.
Thank you.
What he's trying to find out is, he said when he had his newborn, he's probably getting about 2 hours of sleep max a night. Where are you right now in your sleep regimen?
It's true what they say. Sleep when they sleep.
Yep.
Because when they're newborns, they sleep 2 to 3 hours, and we can get those in because when they wake up again, they need a feeding. But at the same time,
2 to 3 hour pockets?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, that's when you sleep when they sleep. Also, this is what Mario told me a long time ago when I had Maiten, my first baby. Mario gave me this piece of advice, and it worked. He's like, think about this. You're at work. You get to drive out of the house, you know, during the maternity leave for your wife. When you come home, take over.
Yeah.
Take the baby.
That's very good advice.
Give your wife time to go for a walk, go with
clear
your other kids, you know, go to her parents or go wherever they walk the dog if you guys have a dog. Give her like, you know, space. Give her a little break because she spent time with the baby for.
And have been home all day.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases, it's even those, you know, when the baby, how old is this guy now?
40 something days old.
Okay,
so
you're talking 6 weeks.
About 2 months.
You don't take them a lot of places. It's not like you're going to restaurants, you're running, you're kind of home a lot and being able to get outside makes all the difference in the world.
So if you could do that, just go for it, man.
All right, so this one's from Capitan and Matt, and he asks, I've never been a fan of football. Football. Can you sell him on the game?
Game. Go to an LAFC match. Trust me, there's people that have never been to an LAFC match, interns. Warren, for instance, one of the interns who got hired. Warren had never been to a soccer game. And one of the first games he covered was LAFC, and, you know, as an intern, they get opportunities to go there. And just being there, the atmosphere, it's one of those things you have to experience. And LAFC is a perfect, perfect, perfect example because they're wild. The stadium is loud all game long. And it's easy to root for when you're
going there. Going to a live sporting event for somebody that's not into a
NASCAR
sport?
For me, NASCAR. I thought it was going to be just cars. No, it's an event. It's the atmosphere. It's fun.
It's powerful. Like you kind of sense it. And I'm a little bit more like Capitano Matt. I don't watch a ton of soccer. I've tried. It just hasn't really grabbed me in that way. Going to those LFC games is a ton of fun.
Oh yeah,
it's a ton of fun. Like
there's energy.
And they're excited. It's hard not to get caught up in the festival.
There's always something to look at. Even if the game is 0-0, there's things that keep you entertained in a soccer game like this one.
Dan Peralta, rank the following: Cardenas, El Super, Superior, or Northgate?
Okay. Northgate.
Number one?
Number one. Okay. Superior, number two. What's the other one? Cardenas, number...
And El Super.
El Super is last, four, and Cardenas is three.
That's okay.
And I'm ranging them by distance to my place.
So your own personal ranking, not the general ranking.
So there's a Northgate near your spot?
Northgate is the closest one. Yeah. Then I have Superior, which is a little further, maybe a mile away. And then El Super is the furthest one, and Cardenas is, number three. But
okay, if it wasn't distance, what's the one you enjoy going to the most?
Northgate.
Northgate.
Yeah, okay. Northgate is.
They have the best prepared food.
They have the best prepared food. They have, their bolillos, the pan dulce. It's just the chicken, marinated chicken. If you want to get your asada, Northgate is the spot to go.
Okay. Sounds about right.
Northgate is, there's one down the street, by the way, on the Olympic.
You got one more, Slee?
Got one more here. Quick one here. John Ferris, who's been a great, great listener here on 710. Chili Verde Burrito, wet or dry?
I'm going dry.
I'm always dry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm always dry.
Yeah. There's no wrong answer here, by the way.
To me, sorry. I know people are kind of
mental. No, I'm with you.
I don't find that and tortas ahogadas, I don't get the whole dip your stuff on sauce like that. No, it's a sandwich.
You give it to me dry.
Or a burrito.
I'll eat it. You smother it. I'm in. There's no. I'm enthusiastic both ways. Em, what do you got?
All right. So this one's from Daniel Tapia, and so he says, like the pineapple on pizza debate, is there anything that should not go on tacos? And I'll clarify this by saying something that people put on tacos that shouldn't be there.
Where are people breaking the rules on tacos?
Yeah. Can I offer one and it's really
shrimp?
No,
shrimp
is
good. Shrimp tacos.
I'm okay with shrimp. Fish
on
good.
Street tacos specifically, mm-hmm. right? Anything but cotija cheese on it feels like a bad choice to me. Like
the Mexican blend cheese.
Even with the cotija, like I want my street taco to have the meat, some lime, some cilantro, and some white onion, and maybe some salsa. Like cheese on a street taco feels like a mistake.
Like what is part of white people tacos that make them so terrible?
Cheese.
Yeah, the yellow cheese.
Yeah.
That yellow shredded cheddar cheese or whatever it is.
The Mexican blend cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we don't put that.
It
kind of
tastes stuff. Good, but it doesn't feel. I don't know.
Taco-ish. Or having ground beef from like the ground beef that you make the same thing for spaghetti.
Yep, ground beef with like whatever seasoning you have, and then you get those hard taco shells that are already
got to heat them up in the oven.
Come on, man! What are you guys doing? What are you guys doing?
We're not great at some things. We're not.
Yeah, but
great
it's got to be cheddar cheese if it comes to something.
I got a coaching question for you, Slee. You're the basketball guy, and I heard something last night that maybe I just don't get it. It's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN. Is your car ready for service? Is it ready for general maintenance? Are you ready to get those very dry, crusty, cracked windshield wipers fixed? Hit it, Jorge. Head into your neighborhood. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Because for over 30 years, Valvoline has provided quick and convenient automotive maintenance services for busy people just like you. You're in, you're out. It's 15 minutes. You don't have to get out of the car. You can close your eyes. You can send a text. You can listen to music. You don't have to sit in that uncomfortable plastic chair and drink that bad coffee. At Valvoline, you stay in your car, safe and relaxed, while the expert technicians make sure that your ride is at its best. Oil changes, tire rotations, transmission care, wiper blades, and more. Just pull up, drive in, and drive out in about 15 minutes. There are over 80 locations ready to help you get your ride ready for the road in absolutely no time at all. So visit SoCalOilChange.com for locations and game-winning coupons off of your next Valvoline Instant Oil Change.